Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Morning Drive. This is our Motivational Monday. Yes, it's going to take some motivation. You're going to have to put that smile on and bless the world with your good spirits. Because I don't know whether or not others are going to bring their spirit. And what spirit will they bring? But you, that's under my voice, are bringing your good spirits to the world. We can do this together. I'm going to lead you with some good positive music and a little commentary. The Morning Drive. You've made it to another Monday, and I'm happy for you. We need your blessings. This is KingScottRadioTV.com, and you can turn to us. I am DJ Dove, and I'm coming in from above just for you. Frankie, Beverly, and Maze. Come on. Johnny Guitar Watson. The Superman lover. Happy Monday. Let's do it again. Here we go.
Thank you.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Morning Drive. I am DJ Dove, and I'm coming in from above. Let's talk about it. You know you're going to have to climb a few mountains today. It's Monday, and you're just starting out. You know Mr. Miller or Miss Betty is going to come in flying on a broom. For whatever the reason, they're not going to be happy. Someone is putting pressure on them, and they want to apply some to you. Well, let's not worry about that. You went to church. You got some kind of inspiration to do better than you did last week. You did a great job last week, but there's always room for improvement. So you can go and handle this with not perfect ease, but an easy nature. You can smile just a little more. You can look at these situations as challenges of your character, because you cannot control anyone else. You can only control you. Your reaction is the key. You can give an explanation as to why you did it this way, and that's going to have to be enough. If it's a training moment, so be it. But how you deal with it is the key. KingScottRadioTV.com, The Morning Drive, Motivational Monday.
How you doing?
Great.
I'll ask you how you doing. I want you to say better than good and better than most. How you doing?
Better than most.
I know that's right. And sometimes even better than that, right? I like to just let you know I really appreciate the opportunity to share some time with you again. Why don't you give Lenore a round of applause, please? Very good personality. I'm very, very supportive of this ministry. I think that Jack Boland is ahead of his time, and the people here who show a level of concern in terms of empowering people and helping them to develop the skills that are necessary to navigate through some of the treacherous waters of life is something that's very much needed. This evening, we're going to be looking at how to get unstuck. I think some of you know what I mean. Sometimes we have to ask ourselves, what's using my life? Heard a guy give a lecture one time that says, we are today what we were when. And he was talking about the fact that we to a great extent, behave, think, react because of some previous experience that we've had. One of the things that we know about life is that it is always changing. Sometimes you're up, sometimes you're down. Sometimes things go real well, and sometimes they don't. Sometimes you're happy, and sometimes you're sad. Now that's that thing called life. And when we begin to understand and know that, accepting that reality, that we will never ever have things just on an even keel all the time, that you're going to have some ups and you're going to have some downs. But during those down moments, that's where the growth takes place. That's where the work is. See, anybody can feel good when they have their health, their bills are paid, they have happy relationships, the children are acting normal, business is successful. Anybody could be positive then. Anybody can have a larger vision then. Anybody can have faith under those kinds of circumstances. Am I correct? Yeah. See, but the real challenge of growth, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, comes when you get knocked down. Somebody said that adversity introduces a man to himself or woman. How you handle it, that's where the growth takes place. When I was facing some challenges, I had a guy say something to me, and I suggest this is one of the first things that you want to do when you're facing a challenge. You want to get unstuck. Evaluate where you are. Look at it. Assess yourself. Assess yourself and assess the situation. What brought you there? What role did you play? Earl Nightingale had a saying I like. He said, all of us are self-made, but only the successful will admit it. What has brought you to this point? What did you learn from it? Are you learning anything? Are you doing it over and over and over again? Somebody said that insanity is doing the same thing in the same way, expecting a different outcome. Are you going through it or are you growing through it? Are you bigger and better because of it? Because it's not going to leave you until you grow through it. I was going through a major challenge in my life that was wearing me out, that was using me. And one of my students told me in a class that I was teaching, Lessons in Truth, she said, Les, until you handle it with grace, it will stay in your face. And it stayed there a long time. The challenges of life. How do we get stuck? A friend of mine went through a divorce. My best friend. He had a wife that did not love him as much as he loved her. It was his first real true love. He was a very religious man. Did not believe in divorce. He made a mistake. And he paid for his mistake with a lot of pain, a lot of tears. And there came to a point where he knew he should have gotten a divorce. But he was stuck. He was stuck in something called revenge. He said, she's made me so miserable, I'm going to pay her back. He was stuck. And he stayed in there longer than he should have because it began to attack him. It began to affect him psychologically. And as a result of that, when he eventually did get a divorce, he took that same attitude to other relationships, looking for something to go wrong. He was burned so badly, he did not want to risk pain again. He was going in relationships trying to avoid pain. When it became too close, he would do something to make sure the relationship did not work. He would always try and find something wrong with the person because they're no perfect people. So if you look for it, you can find it.
KingScottRadioTV.com. The Morning Drive. Arrive Alive. You see, ladies and gentlemen, I can't promise you that someone is not going to try to get under your skin, that someone is not going to try to irritate you to the point where you could possibly lose it. And I can't promise you that. What I can assure you is that the way that you operate on that kind of a system, the way you handle it in such a way that you maintain your composure. You see, ladies and gentlemen, I have been listening to Les Brown for years when I embarked on different ways of improving myself. I invested into things that he produced. Not just him, but I could relate to some of the things that he was saying. And it helped me grow immensely. You see, sometimes you have to be your best motivator simply because people around you don't feel the way that you feel. And that being said, you have to make the adjustments. You have to do the things that are necessary to keep you uplifted. I can tell you that when King Scott Radio TV first started, there was so much opposition. There wasn't a whole lot of money in the bank. And I had a dream of owning a radio station. For whatever reason, I got some training from some colleagues. And these very same colleagues end up firing me because they told me it was a female's position. This is while I was laid up in the hospital. And I can remember crying all day. I was told on a Friday, and by the time Monday got around, I had an hour show at another radio station. Someone had heard me and allowed me to come on to their station and gave me 60 minutes. And I took that 60 minutes and I worked that sucker to death. And I'm telling you this particular story because there were so many people saying that, oh, you're not going to be able to do that. When did you decide to get into radio? You don't have a radio voice and you're this and you're that. And I looked at them and I said, okay, say what you like. I can show you what I can do. And here we are some 20 years later. KingScottRadioTV.com is still thriving. We're still growing. And there's lots of room to continue growing. So you can't let people disturb your groove. You can't let people bother you to the point where you put your dreams away. No matter who that may be. It could be your wife. It could be your daughter. It could be your brother. Satan can use anyone. Just this past Sunday, I was able to preach a sermon called Letting It Go. And you too have to let it go and give it to God because ultimately he's the one that's in control. So ladies and gentlemen, when you're going through your mountains today, just think about where you're going to be one day. Maybe not at this moment, but if you keep your eyes on the prize, you'll get there. You'll get there in all the grand and the glory. And you'll be able to look up to Christ Jesus and say thank you for the opportunity. KingScottRadioTV.com, DJ Dove. You keep that drive alive. If God be before you, it's nothing no one else can do. It's your choice. Make it a lovely day.
When I wake up in the morning, love, and the sunlight hurts my eyes, and something without warning, love, bears heavy on my mind, then I look at you, and the world's all right with me.
Well, we want to thank you for hanging in there with us for the Morning Drive, Motivational Monday. This has gotten to be one of our most popular shows. Monday starting out can be tough and rough, but we know that you can make it. Last week, this time, we had another Motivational Monday, and here we are. The following week, grown a little bit more, standing a little taller. We appreciate the participation with our audience. We carry 1.8 million listeners throughout the United States and abound. I am DJ Dove, and we come in from above. On the grace of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And you may hear me mention this over and over and over again, because where he brought me from to where I am now, I feel so much better. Still challenges, but I'm here. So ladies and gentlemen, as we close out this particular broadcast, we want to make sure that you have the best possible day, but it's your decision. Tomorrow we will be broadcasting Praise Tuesday, where a majority of our music will be gospel based. This is KingScottRadioTV.com. God loves you, and so do we.